Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
And we have an exciting guest.
Yes.
And a big announcement as she coughs into
the
mic.
I'm sorry. I took a big gulp of champagne and it went down the wrong way. Yep. So,
and for anyone curious, it is 11:04 and we, the deal we
Cheers.
Made for ourselves
Cheers.
Is we're only going to have one glass per pod.
Yes. And we have 10 pods.
Wait, what number is this?
This two. Is number two.
Two.
But we wanted to announce that me and Emily are starting a new pod called
Popping Off. Oh, was I not supposed to say it?
Listen,
yes.
I want to hear, you can audition to see if you're going to say the Popping Off with Emily Simpson and Teddy Mellencamp or if I'm going to say it. Let's hear it. Your best one.
You can try, but it's not going to matter.
No, it doesn't matter. She's always going to do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Popping Off with Emily Simpson and Teddy Mellencamp.
Welcome to another episode of Popping Off with Teddy Mellencamp and the other girl.
Welcome to another episode of Popping Off without Tamara.
Welcome to another episode of Remember When You Tried to Replace Me with Kate Chastain.
Well, listen, more to come on that.
Essentially, Popping Off is we will be recapping some of the shows that me and Tamara don't recap, such as Vanderpump Rules. Anything non-housewife. Mm-hmm. But we are also going to talk about anything that really
it's current,
up.
Right? That it's current. Just currently in the news, right? That people are talking about. That's
whatever
going
J-Lo's
on.
Doing or what Kardashians.
About, or what about the article that Shane sent you this morning?
Yes, Shane screenshot the Larsa Pippen article about how she has sex five times a night with Marcus. And he just, there was no other conversation other than he just sent me that. And it just pops up on my phone. So
that's so lawyer of
Yeah, me. Right? Just like, just wanted you.
Just wanted you to
just
know.
Just wanted you to know about this,
yes.
Emily.
And I won't put anything in writing.
No.
I just read this. I want you to think this over while you're out of town.
We're not doing it enough. Okay.
Well, he complains about that all the time. Like, that's just an ongoing issue. I feel like he's really overshooting by sending me an article about five times a night. Like, you got to start at like.
Well, that's his negotiations.
Yeah. He's starting high. And then maybe we'll meet somewhere at like once.
Five times a month.
A week. Five times a month.
Five times a month.
I feel like that's reasonable.
I think five times a month is completely doable. I think twice a week is doable.
Twice a week.
Let's not push it.
Yeah.
Listen, as long as you don't have to do, if I had to do a full foreplay twice a week, that's too much.
What's a full foreplay?
What's full foreplay? Like tickle the balls? No, like you have to be doing the making out and then the blowjob.
Wait, do you have lingerie on? Is that what full foreplay is? Like you got dressed, you have lingerie, you have makeup.
I have not
worn
lingerie since the 1900s. Listen, I got some pretty cute lingerie and I just wore it as a joke one day and you've never seen Edwin happy. Like he was like, well, I think that guys are very, well, I
they're
know
very visual.
Very visual.
Visual, yeah.
So he's always saying like, why don't you wear lingerie? And I'm like, because I don't want no strap up my ass and itchy crotch from the lace. And I just don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to wear my sweats. Well, I have a question. Do all of us have fake boobs or at some point have fake boobs in this room?
Yeah. Not currently.
I don't have the heart to tell Edwin that my nipples have absolutely no sensation. So he thinks he's really getting after it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can't feel it.
But you don't tell him that.
No.
So you just fake it. You're like, ooh.
We had a little foreplay the other day. But does anyone really, like, are there people that are like, oh, yes, he's squeezing my nipples. And I don't mind that. I like that. I don't have any, like. But can you feel it? Yeah, I do. But we were having the foreplay, as you put it. And I'm like, babe, that's my belly button. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're in the total wrong spot. Oh, was he trying to finger bang you? Yes. And I'm like, no, it's like, what are you doing?
How do you get confused with a belly button
I'm
and
joking.
A vagina?
I'm joking. It wasn't the belly button.
I took that way too literally.
It was her butt.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Eddie.
It was my taint. Okay. Let's just get it straight. She's like, there was no hole. It tainted my butthole and it tainted my.
It ain't happening.
And our producers
again.
Right now are saying, cut. But this is really the point. But Emily and I also had a discussion this morning that she's worried that she's going to be brought into all of my hate.
I didn't say worried.
Association. Okay, what was the word then?
I said I'm looking forward to being banned at Bravo Pod by every other housewife. That's what I said. Can't wait to go. Yeah.
The weird thing is the more hate that I get and the more that I would think people wouldn't want to talk to me at BravoCon, the more they run up to feed me their stories.
Yeah.
Like they're like, hey, I'm like, I have never said anything nice about you. I do not know why you
are you talking
talk
to me? You're like the friend that nobody wants to have in public.
I'm like Tanisha from Salt Lake City.
You're like the low-key friend that nobody wants other people to know that they talk to.
Oh, you're friends with Teddy? Well, you know, she just follows me around. Yeah. guys, I don't mean to brag, though. And I mean, we'll confront Angie on this. I mean, you know, I love to be braggalicious.
Braggalicious.
On our post, because, you know, we have our live show here in San Fran. We did a group photo of all of us from the dinner last night.
You are so excited
She's
about this.
So happy about
She's
this.
So
this
happy.
Killing me.
This is who I am.
This is who I am deep down. It is the first time there's ever been a group photo posted of me in the last, I don't know, 5 years, where not every comment has been hating me. And so, you know what, Angie?
Thank you.
Cheers. Because
This is a cheers to Angie.
For taking the heat. Yeah. Okay, so I don't get to dig in on anything Orange County at this point in time, but I am.
We're only like 2 weeks into production. So, you know, like the first couple weeks, it's only one crew. So there's.
It's slow.
And the next week is when it really starts picking up.
Yeah, but I would say it's not as slow as normally when you start out.
Oh, we got a shitload of stuff going on already.
There's a lot going on.
Well, know what I already saw? You having dinner. I don't know if it was dinner. It could have been lunch with Alexis Bellino.
Cannot confirm or deny.
I know it was Emily. I can confirm or deny. I have eyes and I saw.
Well, it's not like I can say it's not me. I'm a big bitch.
I just heard that People has confirmed that Alexis Bellino has joined the cast of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
As a friend of. Are you happy about it?
I am. I think it's great.
Do you think, and this isn't going to ruin anything, but do you think there is anything that could happen that it would affect you and Gina being best friends?
I really don't think so. I mean, I know you can say that and weird shit happens, but no. I mean, it's been 6 years and I don't think there's, I know Gina well enough to know that I don't think there's anything that Gina could do that we couldn't recover from. She's not an evil person. No. And I feel like the only way you can't recover from a friendship is if someone is just fucking evil.
But do you trust her implicitly? Like, is there anything you would tell her in 100% privacy that you think she would never bring out? Or do you think it's a Heather situation where Heather, you know, last year Shannon confided in her and then she pretty much told everybody in her confessionals?
What was that? What did she tell Heather?
Yeah, his son doesn't like her. Like
son, daughter, any of them.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep over.
When you say Shannon told Heather in a confessional, I mean, Shannon was probably drunk when she told her. I don't know if that's the same thing. It's not like she pulled her to the side and said, I'm going to pour my heart out to you and tell you these things. Please don't expose this.
That she has
so
said
you're saying she's calling in a drunken, like she doesn't remember doing.
Yeah. And those things that she told Heather, she's told me and she's told Tamara. And so it's like we all.
But I also said in my confessional the same thing.
Yeah, so did I. So,
yeah,
it's
so
not
I think
like,
we all did. I don't think we were singing that.
So when she's going through those moments where she's calling people drunk, if one of you don't answer, she'll just call the next one.
Well, I think Tamara's always her first go-to.
Was.
Yeah. And then when Tamara wasn't around, it was me for a little bit. I only answered one time, and then I was like, I'm never answering again.
What time of day was it?
I mean, it was nighttime when she called. It was like 9 or 10 o'clock, but that's late for me. I go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
I think she's just starting her day.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
All right. And then what else can we put? I'm trying to recover from what just happened, but...
Can we go back to Alexis joining the show?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I'm getting myself in trouble.
I have a little funny story. So Heather and I, we are on great terms right now, we were talking. I go, isn't it ironic that last year you and I were fighting about you, whenever you're asked, who do you want to bring back on the show? You say Alexis. You never said me in the 2 years I was fired. I go, Heather, isn't it weird? Now we're like, did Alexis sign? Did she sign? Yeah. Is she on the show?
Yeah.
Last year we were fighting, like, it was her over me. Now we're like, wait, is she is signed, right?
Of course she signed because, you know.
No, it took a while. I was supposed to film with her, then I wasn't going to film with her.
And Alexis' defense, I had a conversation with her and she said, listen, I don't know if I want to sign because I don't want to kick Shannon when she's down. I thought that right when she said that to me, I'm like, you know what? You're a cool chick.
Yeah. I think she's a cool, yeah, real cool chick. But I think also
that was very
sarcastic. Yeah.
No, but I think she knows that if she isn't in a relationship with John Jansen, she knows if she's not on that show, that relationship with John Jansen is probably limited.
I don't think so. I disagree. For the record, she was being asked back before John stuff was before she even met John.
Yeah.
So we take it back to BravoCon.
Yeah.
So we are at the after party. Me, Andy, and Alexis had like an hour conversation, and he was just so happy that we put things behind us. I mean, we never had anything major. It was stupid show shit.
Right.
It was like, I called her Jesus Barbie. And
no, you called her Jesus
like,
Jugs.
I had to go on a Xanax, Lydia.
It was like a Jesus Jugs.
Jesus Barbie. I had a whole list of names.
But can I ask a question?
I want to have a Jesus Barbie party this year.
How do you do that?
We just dress like Jesus Barbie.
Okay.
Well, I have a question.
Do
why?
I bring a Bible?
Because I didn't watch back then.
And a beard.
Why did Alexis, and did she get fired or did she leave?
I don't think anyone leaves.
I don't think anybody really leaves, but I think that, you know, she was under a lot of pressure in the marriage that she was in, and I felt like she really couldn't be herself. And I think the one thing that I'm really excited about is seeing her own person.
Yeah.
Her own person. Like the years that she was on, she's like, you know, I came from my husband's rib, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, rib?
Yeah, like,
well,
you know,
I think
like
she was very suppressed.
Yes.
And I think he was very controlling. And I don't think she ever had the opportunity to be herself.
Herself.
And so now she comes back on the show. And not only is she dating Johnny J, but she also is this new Alexis that gets to be free, that gets to say what she wants, that gets to be who she wants. Yes. And that's interesting.
No, that's exciting to me. Yeah. Do you guys think... Taylor will be missed?
Yeah, I think she'll be missed.
Oh, that was really above and beyond.
No, I think that she will be missed. I think that she definitely added. I think that she came in. I know Taylor off the show. So I think that she came into the season not knowing where her place was because she's never been a friend of. And she didn't want to overstep. She didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I think she was a little bit too quiet. Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, she may have had more than our one champagne per
well
pod.
You know, I had some drunken moments too, so don't.
Not me though.
No, oh no, not
no
Emily.
What do you mean? I've wait, never no, had no, a
I'm perfectly well behaved in every
yeah
scene.
Especially when she has like sand in her salad and cucumbers hanging out of her mouth.
The fact that you didn't get that I was making the cucumber reference last night, it was also slightly upsetting.
I couldn't
to me.
Hear you.
It was, I know, it was hard to hear.
I do get things normally. It was very loud.
Well, we're going to see how well me and Emily get things once we get to popping off.
I think you're going to do great. And I'm so excited for you guys. So cheers to your new podcast.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I do think it's going to be pretty exciting to recap Vanderpump Rules with you, Emily, because I feel like people will maybe get mad at you and not just me.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. At least it's not about your cast.
I'm going to have to go to BravoCon in a disguise.
Yes.
I'm going to have to wear...
Welcome to my
but
world.
Who would you go as? Okay, if you could be any, this is the final question for you guys. If you could be any other housewife other than yourselves, any franchise who would it be, like watching all of it. I already
know
mine.
You mean like you get to live their life?
I already know mine and you can't pick, you can't repick. I'm Dr. Nicole.
Oh yeah.
Bitch.
You don't get to pick mine.
I'm
sorry.
I'm gonna be Larsa Pippen for a while. She got a good life. She's at Paris Fashion Week right now with Marcus Jordan.
Would you want to go to Paris Fashion Week and sit there and watch other people walk down a runway?
I'd like to go to Paris general. Yeah. That would be fun. Yeah.
Okay, but you don't get to pick Larsa because she already did.
Son of a bitch. I've never thought about this before because honestly, I never want to be anyone else.
But you
pretty damn cool myself.
Listen, we are
okay. You know what? Then I'll pick Lisa Barlow so I can get glam every day.
There you go, Mike.
I mean, that'd be nice if someone just showed up at my house every day and did my makeup every morning.
I mean, now I'm like, how much is this retainer? What does she pay a month? Because do I need to put?
Well,
my
I was trying to do
retainer?
The math. I'm like, it's
hold
probably-
on. Can you hold this really quick? Right before we end, I want to call Lisa Barlow and find out how much.
You're going to ask her how much she pays every time?
Yeah. I want to know how much retainer. She's got to answer, right?
Hello.
Hey, Lisa Barlow. It's Teddy Mellencamp from Two Teas in a Pod.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm with Emily Simpson and Tamara Judge. We just have one quick question for you. You're on air right now. How much does it cost to have a glam team on retainer?
It's more than 60 grand.
And when you say every day, do you mean every day? 7 days a week. So like every day, you mean every day you leave the house? Or if you had a casual day at home, would you also get glammed?
It's usually about 6 days a week.
Is it more than 150,000? That's all you have to say.
Less than 150, more than 60.
Okay. I can live with that. All right.
I'm putting my glam on retainer tomorrow.
I think it's a necessity. Yeah. There are wants and needs, and this is definitely a need.
I need to know, do they live close to you?
Okay, so Sam is about 15 minutes away.
Okay.
And then Morgan's about 15 minutes too, so they're not that far.
Oh, do they have... I feel like I just...
Do they have other clients, or is just Lisa just like, that's it? That just sustains them in Utah?
You know what? Sam makes me a priority, so
he better, or she better.
A few other clients a week, but mostly just me.
Hold on. And when we talked these numbers, were we talking about both of the people, or we were talking about per person? I realized it didn't clarify.
I mean,
well, there's like, no, that's for one of them. And like, if you were to just like lump them both together, and then when you add in like travel, hotels, flights, all of that, then that kind of changes the number.
Do you think that they're also like, are they still like your good friends when you're filming? Do you vent to them like they're like your therapist while you're
are
filming?
Are they your Tanisha?
No, I'm kind of like, I'm such a sad, I keep it to myself.
Good.
And don't really say anything.
Okay. We love you. We have to go. But
bye,
we
Lisa. Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Well, that's pretty much what we're going to do on Popping Off. We make shit happen, right, Emily?
We're just going to call people.
That actually...
We should just call people.
We should call people without any warning every episode and get the answers that we need.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you guys, make sure to tune in to Popping Off with myself and Emily. Also, Traders.
So, yes. So, Janelle's going to be on Talking Traders with Tamara this week. And then next week, we're going to have Sari from season one.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We got to wrap the episode, you guys. Soon we will be dropping the Eds, we'll be dropping Popping Off, and we have already dropped the Traders, and tune in.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.